This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Carolina and in Pittsburgh, terrible shootings over the weekend. Hey, everybody, we'll dive into that as we motor through. And, of course, talking about what's happening in the Ukraine, Mariupol is in its final stages of being taken over. The Ukrainian forces are really pushing to fight to the bitter end. The Ukraine is running a huge deficit each and every month. A lot of people are helping as much as possible. Coming up this week, we're going to talk to two different friends of mine, one who's in Kyiv who's helping out, and another who is raising money for the Ukrainians, who is also a friend who is in Poland. So we'll talk to both of them this week on the ground to give us a real sense of what they see happening as they are there, one on one of the border crossings and one who's actually in the capital city. So let's talk about the Ukraine first and then dive into the sadness of what's tearing up our country. But, you know, you look at Mariupol, and this has been this area that so many of us have just been utterly destroyed at looking at what's happened to the people there, what's happened to civilians who were tortured, and looking at what's gone on in the city overall, just the bleak images that we have seen that have come out of there. Russia had given Ukrainian forces in that area a deadline of 6 a.m. on Sunday to surrender. Russia said it broadcast its orders every 30 minutes throughout the night and vowed to guarantee, this is what they're saying, the lives of those who laid down their arms in a five-hour period immediately after the deadline. So they have laid siege, that is the word, to the port city for more than a month in an attempt to control all that coast, that whole area. Doing that would give Russia control of the land and the sea between the territories that it holds in the Ukraine's east. So if you follow the map, this is exactly what they want, the Crimean Peninsula they annexed in 2014. So it's right there in that area. There's about 100,000 people, less than a quarter of the pre-war population, that remain in that area, cut off from water and heat and food and any kind of humanitarian aid. There are the rare exceptions to that. But otherwise, Mariupol is terrible. I mean, this was a flashpoint in the war because of the scenes that we saw, the bombings of the maternity ward, where so many people had sought safe haven, and then it turned out not to be that at all. And the people that ultimately became victimized by the Russians who were capitalizing on their vulnerability, right? So as this continues, you've got the Ukrainian President Zelensky telling Ukrainian media outlets that negotiations between the two sides could end if Russian forces killed all of the Ukrainians defending the city, because this is something that has been talked about, right? That if Mariupol doesn't exist anymore, that is so incredibly heartbreaking for the Ukraine and so important for the Russians in what they're trying to control. And control over that city would mark a significant turning point for Russia, which has struggled to capture major cities. Let's face it, they haven't been able to do that. Russian President Vladimir Putin is facing a lot of pressure at home because he's got no successes for this war that's killed thousands of Russian troops. He has nothing to claim. So now you look at the open terrain, too, in that Donbass region, which is so ripe with energy. I mean, energy rich is what that territory is. And they also, on the edges, want to finish off and destroy Donbass, which was killing the Ukraine, right? Which is killing them in so many ways. So World Bank planning a $3 billion package to support the Ukraine. The Prime Minister said financial assistance is essential as the country runs a $5 billion a month deficit, saying we need more finance to support our people, our refugees, our internally displaced persons. And like I said, we're going to talk to two people that are there pushing that aid, one inside the Ukraine, one on the border. Starting tomorrow, we'll speak with Greg Stevin, and then we'll speak with Mark Lindquist, another friend, a little later in the week, who is in the Ukraine. The reality is that the Ukrainians are still hanging in and being as brave as they can, but they're seeing that the Russians are being even more aggressive. And there's lots of demonstrations against this war, by the way. This was Easter weekend. Happy Easter to all of you if you celebrate that, or Passover, or whatever you celebrate. But over the weekend in Amsterdam, Berlin, Barcelona, outside the British Prime Minister's official residence in London, there were protests. Pope Francis, in his Easter address, where there were finally people in St. Peter's Square, because they haven't been there for 2 years, tens of thousands of people, he called for peace for war-torn Ukraine, saying we've all seen too much blood, too much violence, and our hearts have been filled with fear and anguish, and so many of our brothers and sisters have had to lock themselves away to be safe from the bombing. He said, I wish you to keep the light of soul even in the dark time of war against our state. And speaking of dark times, I mentioned this a little bit at the top, just saying how horrible it was. You had two young people killed, eight others were hurt, gunfire at a Pittsburgh house party, and it looked like any other. It would look like any other party from the outside, because there was videos of. There were about 200 people, but many of the people inside were underage. They were inside an Airbnb rental when this happened at about 12:30 in the morning on early Sunday morning. You had a 14-year-old that was killed. There are no arrests right now, but here it is the Easter holiday, and you have several families that won't see their young loved one ever again. The video that I saw was tragic. You could see people running, screaming, and it was one of the three very high-profile shootings that really hit us on the Easter weekend in the U.S. Nine people were injured in a shooting at a club in Hampton County, South Carolina. 14 people were hurt when shots erupted at a crowded Columbia, South Carolina mall. Shoppers scurrying for safety. Wow. Oh, I feel like I'm an anchor on a news station anywhere in America. It is so horrible to continually see these places where people should not have to be dodging bullets. All right. My name's Kate Delaney. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Shaking around the country, weather. And it was Easter weekend, like I said, many Christians, of course, celebrating the Christ rising, and so many others celebrating one of their holiest days as well, whether it's Ramadan or whether it's Passover. And you could tell it was that kind of weekend. It was the weekend where people were taking photos with family members and posting them. There was Easter bunny photos. There was all kinds of, I think, interesting things that were happening across the country. So good for you if you're able to get together with family. That's always so important, right? And especially after we've just had this hangover from COVID, and now we still find people testing positive for this variant now, even though it's not putting people necessarily in the hospital or in dire situations, they're still exhausted and they're fighting off COVID. So the fact that you were able, some of the people listening to this show anyway, you were able to get together with family, amen. I mean, that is awesome that you could see friends or see family or whatever and celebrate the weekend or the day together, whatever it might be. So I think that's the thing that binds us. I think that the idea that we were able to get together with people was huge as life goes on, right? And I say that this show is about whatever the buzz is in the backyard, the horrific shootings. People see it and they say, now we have we had the Brooklyn thing on the subway. Then you got these kids renting the Airbnb, which I question that anyway, because usually Airbnb, they try to control as much as they can and not underage, but you could see how that could slip through. Then it turns violent and turns chaotic. And then someone's shopping. You're here on the weekend and you run out to the mall and you're dodging bullets. I mean, churches, schools, shopping. What is the deal? Right? And they've already arrested somebody in connection with that South Carolina mall shooting, that on house arrest anyway, right? So what the captain said, I was listening to his statement earlier in the day, $25,000 bond for this Dwayne Price, who was detained by the cops as a person of interest along with two others, and he's going to be charged with unlawful carrying of a pistol and might face other charges. He's going to be allowed to travel from home to work. He's forbidden to contact the injured victims or other people involved in the shooting. So 14 people in the shooting and the stampede, because then that's what happens. From 15 to 73, 9 people treated for gunshot wounds, 5 with other injuries, because broken bones, lacerations, head injuries. That's what's happening, because you hear the pop, 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 and you run like hell to get out of the way, because that's what you do. So they say the shooting wasn't random. It was an isolated incident between the suspects, and it probably stemmed from an ongoing conflict. Unfortunately, it unfolds at the mall where there's innocent people who end up becoming the victims in the middle of all of what happened, right? Just out shopping for Easter weekend. And now things are changed forever. Something has to give. And that was just, I think that one really, really popped out at me of so many of the other things that I had seen over the week. And that is for sure. All right, I know you know this because you probably have already filed. But just in case you haven't and you're writing that big old check, or maybe you just haven't filed, you're actually expecting a refund, which, ha! You're probably going to have to wait for a while. The IRS, yes, it is tax day. It is one of the most dreaded days for most people in the year, especially if they have to stroke a check, you know, write out a check, or if they're doing it electronically and just filing that way. But that's it. Get it in on the 18th, because you don't want any of those penalties. You don't want to absorb, especially if the amount maybe is a little bit higher, you don't want to have to absorb that down the line. That would be the worst, right? And it's interesting because now we have people with a lot of side hustles, people that are making money, which is good, through other ways, right? Other ways that they're like Airbnb, like Uber, Etsy, whatever it might be. And now the tax reporting on income earned by people selling services or goods through these online platforms, it was almost like, don't ask, don't tell. We don't know what's really happening there, right? But now the platforms, all those platforms, and I'm sure you all know that you're smart enough, they all send a 1099-K to the IRS. So if the platform earnings are more than $600, so now more sellers, resellers, and gig workers than in the past will have those earnings reported to the IRS. And they might have to pay taxes they haven't been paying, right? Or keep up with some kind of records to show they don't need to. Before, it didn't used to be that way. They only sent those 1099s if somebody earned more than $20,000 and had over 200 transactions. But now this bar is so dang low that you just got all kinds of confusing tax information, I think, that's coming out, because it just kind of quietly got lowered. It was part of that American Rescue Plan Act. Did you know that? Yeah. Who knew? And the goal was to boost tax compliance in an area where there wasn't much of it. So now that's happening, right? Because I guess what the IRS is saying is that they did a tax gap study. They found that $245 billion annually of misreported individual income taxes that are owed but not paid. And 45%, which is, that's almost half, involved income without 1099s or similar reporting. So only 4% of the gap came from wage income that was subject to reporting withholding. So that's what it is. It's sending that, right? Because isn't that a bummer for some people who are barely scraping something up? I mean, isn't it? So if it was 200 transactions and 20,000, I mean, that's a significant revenue underneath that, right? So I'll give you an idea. I was reading this in the Wall Street Journal even. I liked their example even better than mine. So their example is that if you had a short-term rental, let's say, and you got 30 grand from 25 rentals in a year, just 30 grand, and the rental platform didn't have to send a 1099K form because the owner had 200 or fewer transactions, even though the revenue topped 20,000, guess what? That probably wasn't on the taxes. So sometimes there are people that have a lot of short-term rentals, right? And a lot of people don't want to comply with that, right? And so that's what happens. The rental income, it becomes confusing. And then you've got these independent contractors. And 600 spread out over a year is not something, you know, it could be 50 here, 25 there. And I think it puts pressure on a lot of areas that could be very costly, right? And eBay, that's another one. I mean, I can think of a ton of them off the top of my head. So before, no worries, right? No worries. You didn't have to do it. You're just getting a little bit of cash here and there. You weren't even probably thinking about it. And once you hit that 600, it gets reported, right? It gets reported. So that's something to remember for the next time around, because it's going to go in there anyway, and it's going to mess up your taxes. I bet some people won't even think about some of the things that they did that will come back maybe to bite them. But look, the IRS had to hire a lot of processors because they're behind the curve already, still in processing refunds for some people. So if you were due a refund and you haven't gotten that refund back, and people were trying to call the IRS, and most of the time you can't get through to a live person, oh, how frustrating is that? Because you're looking at the facts, the FAQs, and you can't find what you need, right? So what do? You just keep trying another way, trying to figure it out. That's what it's about. I've said this before. We live in the world of figure it out. So even with taxes, you just got to figure it out. All right, there's no figuring here. You had lots of thoughts on a lot of different things happening this weekend and last week. Hitting the mailbag next.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
This is USA Radio News. A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsolya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday, with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
This mailbag segment is from Joe, listening to us in New Orleans, and he says, Happy Easter, Katie, to you and your listeners. I was really excited because I got a chance to see my kids who are just 18 and 19, but it was so much fun because the whole family got together and then the cousins, etc., and we just laughed and hollered and hooted it up, if you know what I mean. New Orleans style, and we hope to do it again soon. Of course, we all put on our best, which might have been just some nice jeans and a nice crisp shirt to go to church and remember the real part of what the day was about. But we also ate pretty well and had the chocolate overload. I heard you talking about favorite candies, and mine, no matter what celebration it is, the holiest of the holies, or I'm just going to devour some chocolate, is Reese's. I am a Reese's fan. You know what? So thank you for that, and I love that your family got together. And I'm just, when I think of New Orleans, I just think of beans and rice, right? I think of, like, the best beans I've ever had, like red beans and rice. And then if I was doing the chocolate thing, gosh, Reese's is good. But Reese's is deadly for me because that peanut butter chocolate combo is like the, I can't stop. It's like what I call the wood chipper effect. Like, oh, just one little one, and then there's one little one more, and one little, so, yeah. That's like the thing. That's the thing I gotta stay away from. I actually had a friend, and her parents were in from Michigan, and I've known them for a long time. I don't know, 14, 15 years. And they came over, and so there was like five or six of us. It was really a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I got like Easter eggs that had chocolate in them, and oddly enough, no Reese's were peanut butter cups were involved, because I just knew it'll be left over and it'll be too tempting. This one comes to us from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, I listen to you in Davenport, Iowa. I know that sometimes you say hi to all of us out here on 1340 AM, and I just want to tell you I really enjoy the show. If I don't hear it live, a lot of times I listen to it afterwards, and you know, you're damn right. My heart does bleed for those people in the Ukraine, and for whatever reason, and probably it's because of Putin the evil, watching how he maneuvered around them and then invading them, and then thinking of the people who lived in a democratic country, having that just sucked away from them, and trying to help them however we can without stepping right into the middle of it, knowing that we're not going to go in there with guns blazing, and neither are any of these other countries, but trying to do whatever we can to arm them. When I heard that that ship went down, the Russian ship, I was so excited for Zelensky, and I hope they keep putting up the good fight, whatever it is that they have to do, because seeing what they've done and the torture and the nastiness to the people is outrageous. I mean, there are other things they could have done in this situation, let's face it. They were blowing up buildings, and yes, if people were casualties then, that's one thing. But tying them up, shooting them in the head, doing horrifying things, burning them alive, yeah, no mercy for any of those folks. And I just wish Putin would be removed from office. I mean, it's the devil you know versus maybe the devil you don't know, but at this point I think the rest of the world would take the devil we don't know. I think you're right, right? But he's not going. He is there. He is stuck. He is the guy. He is the megalomaniac. That's his deal. And it is about keeping the Soviet power threshold. So not having countries that are close to his be part of NATO, not allowing that to happen, and protecting Russia at all possible costs as far as the land is concerned. I love this time around in the mailbag because we're kind of all over the map. Because I picked through, you know, there were so many. I just picked through all kinds of different ones to give you a sense of, you know, what this audience is about. So here's one from Todd. And Todd says, Kate, I've listened to the show. This is the first time I've actually written, emailed you anything, you know. But I want to say something that is just so common denominator for all of us. We are struggling, babe, out here. There are so many people. There are so many more people. They keep talking about there's so many jobs. Yes, there's so many jobs. Jobs that none of us want in many cases. And in other cases, what's happening is the jobs are shrinking. And or the cost of living is not keeping up with what food costs are about. And when you have a couple of young kids like I do, that's what's going on. You're trying to do whatever you can to keep up with this ridiculous inflation, and you're caught in the web, the wheel. What do you do? Because you're not going to hustle three or four jobs. You want to be able to spend time with that family, but in the meantime, you're drowning in it because you can't keep up with the rising costs of food. And you know what I'm talking about. If you've bought eggs lately, or even bread in some cases, milk would be high. You go to the store for a handful of things, you come out, and you feel like someone picked your pocket. I bet a lot of listeners can relate to that. Oh, absolutely. I say that all the time. I did one of those. I call them the drive-by hits of running in, grabbing stuff into the grocery store. And, yeah, and you think, okay, well, I'm getting three or four things, and it's not like you're getting a giant roast. And then you come out, and you're just like, wait, what did I get again? Yeah, what did I get? So it is. It's this is what we're living. We're living in high inflation. We are in a, unfortunately, a bubble that we don't want to be in at this point, which is why we're seeing the interest rates rise and the idea of cooling off the housing market and cooling off other areas. But really, part of what's happened is the fact that we have the supply chain woes. So if you're not getting the food, and then it, when it finally does get to the grocery stores, of course it's going to be marked up because the cost of transporting it is so much higher. So all the way around, we're getting hit with it. You know, that's what it is. And you can see it, too, a little bit at the restaurants, right? You start to notice it. And if you have a bigger family, the more food you're buying and all of that, of course, you're going to see it. Absolutely. All right, this one is from Bill, who says, Kate, you should be glad that you don't live in New York anymore. Who knows when we're done with the snow? Because now we have more forecasts of getting more snow, and we could see a half a foot of snow. So we're going to start seeing this by Tuesday afternoon, and it might be kind of a wintry mix, from what I understand, of rain and snow. But either way, we're going to get some of it. So while spring has sprung for so many of you, it has not done so for us. And especially if we get the really heavy snow, digging out of snow on April 18th is not my idea of fun. And this is why so many people are moving to the south. Yeah, you know, I was looking, I feel you. Oh, the snow, digging out of the snow. In the Catskills, in the Adirondacks, in the Berkshire Mountains, you know, any of those high places, 2,000 feet and above, they're talking about 8 inches of snow. 8 inches. Mid-Atlantic could see some of it, too. And it's some record low temperatures for April 18th. You know, I guess dress in layers because you don't know what's going to happen. That's a real nor'easter. I've been in a couple of those, which, of course, I was caught unaware. And then things change in an instant, right? I mean, this is being forecast, so there you go. You know it's coming. You just got to deal with it. That's it. Just got to totally deal with it. Michael says, Katie Kate, I admire what you know about everything, and especially sports. I have listened to you in the past on NBC, and I know you had such a big following, and you really pay attention to baseball. Did you see what happened to Mike Trout in that Texas Rangers game? He was hit by a pitch. It looked really nasty. I'm surprised that doesn't happen to more players. I did see the replay of that. He was hit, it was like in the mid-innings. I want to say it was like the fifth inning. He was hit on the hand, and he was holding the bat when he got hit, so there was nothing that would give, like that would bounce it off, and he looked like he was in pain, boy. But you know, he missed so much of last season with a calf injury, and the Angels really have a hard time without him. He's one of the best players in baseball. They don't want to have that happen again. So no word on his condition. In fact, it's interesting. I had a friend at ESPN who sent me the same thing. Did you see what happened to Trout in that Rangers game? And yeah, it was nasty for sure. I mean, that's the whole thing. You see them turn their back, etc. From what I understand, and the Angels, of course, won that game. From what I understand, his x-rays were negative, so that's good news for the Angels because they don't want him out of their lineup, that's for sure. All right, thanks for all of your mail. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Show for this hour anyway. Happy another week in our lives. Mid-April, and some of you are going to be still wearing the winter coats and getting out the gloves and shoveling, which is so hard to fathom as far as I'm concerned. It is time, however, for fair or foul.
Signal fair. After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us now. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Boy, a lot of people you and I know are getting COVID, are coming down with COVID diagnosis. Well, a couple people we know in common. That's just before we go into fair or foul, I'm going to say that is foul. I don't want anyone I know to get any kind of COVID diagnosis and feel weak and have to be isolated.
I agree.
Yeah. I think we are so weary and just tired of it, as I said before. All right, airplane carry-on or checked luggage. So if you have to go on a flight, which would you be more likely to do? Which is foul? I mean, is just go with what you have and just get on that plane, or do you have to check a bunch of luggage?
I just bring a carry-on. I mean, it's not hard to do laundry.
So, fair for carry-on, foul for checked luggage. I mean, if you have to, if it's a long time.
I want to be quick through the line. I don't want to sit there forever in the airport because I have a bunch of luggage.
Yeah, that's me too. Like, I've had to do it, but I don't like it. And also, because of the way, especially if you have a connecting flight, but also because of how jammed the flights are again, it's riskier with checked luggage sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then if they have to inspect it, you know, because Kate smuggles I'm telling you.
That's right. What am I smuggling? I'm smuggling lavender, or you think it's lavender. Yeah, they used to really go through luggage right after 9/11. You would see there'd be like a note, TSA, check the bag or something. You'd open your luggage and be like, wow, I guess they're going through each individual one. So, yeah, carry-on's so much easier. Absolutely. No question. All right, gift cards, because you and I both just had birthdays. Gift cards or actual gifts, which are better? Which is fair, which is foul?
I said both because they both have the main word in it, gift.
Good answer. A gift is a gift, according to you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it is the thought that counts, right? So if somebody gives you a gift card because they want you to be able to get what you want instead of playing the guessing game of, oh, what does Jeremy need? What should he get? I think that's good. But there is also something about somebody getting you an actual gift and they nail it, right? They get you something that they just know you. And they get you, you know, whatever.
Hey, Kate, I kind of want a Switch. That's what I've been trying to get, is a Switch.
I think that can be arranged. I just know it. I know we can do that somehow, right? I got a gift. It's funny because I thought about this, because I got a gift today from a friend, and she came over and she had these cool, you know how you have towels, and the towels are, maybe they're thick, and they're like, you dry yourself off with the towels, you know, bath towels. And these were linen bath towels that dry quicker and feel better. And she saw me, but this was the cool thing. She just happened to see me looking at them like, wow, this is really cool. I didn't even know they had these. And she remembered that and got me those. That was a good present because she saw that I thought it was interesting and thought, wow, well, that is better than a bath towel. So, yeah.
So note to self, you pay attention when people say they're interested in things.
Yes, like you're not trying. It's not about, oh, I have to get them the gift, but it's interesting. It made me appreciate her more. I could care less, like I don't want her spending a bunch of money on me, but that she remembered, oh, we just happened to, because I'm not a big shopper, but we just happened to be at this place and she saw me getting them and asking questions about it, like not getting them, but asking about them. And she took a mental note, so I say fair.
See, my roommate is super easy to get gifts for because he's obsessed with Star Trek. So if you find anything Star Trek, you're like,
right.
I'll get that for him.
Bobblehead. I love it. Whatever it is. Spock, I love it. That is easy. When somebody has an obsession and with something, like they're whatever it is, some kind of
comics. I had an old town friend who was obsessed with Batman, so it's like, anything
easy.
Batman, you know, he'll love it. That's fine.
Yeah, that's good too, because then you remember that. All right, if you had a convertible, or if you rented a convertible, or took a ride in a convertible, fair or foul? Don't you think a convertible, if the weather's nice, the top has to be off?
You're asking the wrong question to the wrong person.
Because you don't like convertibles. You've never
been
because
I ride a motorcycle. I love wind and my face and my hair. So it's kind of a dumb question.
Yeah, nice. So convertible, yes, fair. You would say, of course, because that's what you like.
Why get a convertible if you're not going to have it?
No, but people do that. They pay all the extra money for a convertible, and then they don't. Oh, it's too windy. Oh, I can't use it. Oh, the weather, blah, blah, blah.
If it's not raining or below 30, I mean, what are you going to say?
Yeah, you should get it. I'm the same way. Why get a convertible if you're not going to use it? I have been windblown all over the place on the back of a motorcycle and in a convertible, but I liked it. I'm the same as you. So why would I ride in the convertible if I'm saying I can't take the wind or whatever it is? Unless, of course, it's hurricane force winds, then it's a whole different game. Then we shouldn't be in the convertible anyway. Right?
It's not going to blow you out. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll hang on. I'll hang on for dear life.
There's a seatbelt.
That's right. Just buckle in, lady. This is a great question for a guy. Barbershop or salon?
I was trying to figure out the difference.
Oh, big difference. Are you kidding? It's more foofy in a salon. They have all these different things they put in your hair, even if you're a guy. And then sometimes they charge you more. Sometimes a barbershop.
Don't they do that at a barbershop, too, though?
No, not
what are you talking about? I go to a barbershop, and they do even back massages and hot towels on the face. And this is just a barbershop. I don't know what you're...
Wow, that's a different
barbershop. I feel
barbershop.
Like that's, like, in everything now. So I don't
that could
see
be.
The difference.
That could be. That's not where the places I've been, that's the complete opposite. The barbershop, not that the barbershop doesn't have great service, great cutters, all that stuff, you know, stylist, whatever. But a lot of times barbershop is men. They're men that cut your hair. And they don't even cut women's hair a lot of times, a traditional barbershop.
Oh, I go to Floyd's 99 Barbershop.
Floyd's.
And it says barbershop. And, yeah, they do the hot towel on the face, and they do the back rub at the end of it.
Wow.
I don't know.
Is it a woman that does your hair? Or a guy?
They have guys and girls there, so...
All right, so it's both.
Yeah. I don't think they're...
Well,
maybe they're just
Floyd's.
Ahead of the curve.
Maybe. That might be the modern barbershop, or they're just calling it barbershop, but it's not a traditional barbershop. That's
what happened to the old school ones with the little spinny.
Yeah,
thing.
With the exactly you know, the pole in front of it.
Back
and that's
home,
what you
there's
know.
This really old guy who would just do your hair and then you would go.
Right, the straight razor. And it was guys only, and yeah, and it was going to the barber shop.
Yeah, guys need a place to go and chat. You know, girls have the nail salon. They go and chat.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. They should not call. I'm going to have to call up Floyd's and have a talk with them because that's not the traditional barbershop. And I mean, I'm all about capitalism and do whatever you do, but that's not the traditional barbershop versus the salon. The salon would be the more foofy place, men and women, blah, 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 like you just described it. So that's interesting. This is a good one. Day off. Is Monday as a day off? Fair or foul?
Depends on your schedule.
Wow, that's weak. Monday.
My Monday is Sunday, so I don't, you know.
My Monday is Sunday. I think Monday is a great day off, right? Because I used to be in television. I was a TV reporter, and of course I was the rookie, and my days were split, but I loved having Monday off. Why? Because... Fine, I could sleep in or do whatever, but when I went to do errands or even something fun, I wasn't jammed with a lot of people.
Oh,
I was in
I
a
see what you're
busy
saying, yeah.
city, but I didn't have to deal with it because I was the anomaly. So you're the anomaly when you have that day off.
My schedule is Sunday through Thursday, so, I mean, Sunday's my Monday.
Sunday's your Monday. Okay, I get it. All right, I'll let you slide on that one, but I got to squeeze this one in. Grilled or raw onions?
Grilled, but I love onions in general. So.
Yeah, me too. I could when I was a baby, I used to eat them like an apple. That's what
I
my mom
them
said.
On everything.
Me too. We have that in common. So I say fair to onions all the way across the board. I love it. Jeremy Paulson, thank you.
You are very welcome.
All right, I'm calling. I have it on my list. Call Floyd's Barbershop. Find out what that's all about. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.